From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax, and don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Oh yes, hello and welcome to another episode of Talking Flicks. I'm JT and Grant Lee. Hello, Mr. Lee.
Hello, Jay. How are you this week?
Going all right. Now, look at you. You're very rugged up today. You're looking like you got your winter snuggies on. And where's the beanie?
I actually should have had me beanie on because I'm a bit cold, but I'm not so cold now. I feel warm.
You're warmed up.
It's freaking cold here in Tamworth.
It's been freezing cold, this week, hasn't it? We've had these winter winds. Yeah. And I'm just looking at it going, well, September's not too far away, so spring is right around the corner, but it just couldn't get any colder, could it? No.
When we've had minuses all week, it's not good.
No, definitely not. But I guess the cinemas would be nice and warm, wouldn't it? You guys would have the aircon at a nice, 23 degrees, 24 degrees?
You've got it in one. Yeah, it's so nice in there. And we're actually even luckier because we're inside a shopping centre. As soon as you walk through the doors into the shopping centre, it's beautiful and warm. And so it's just pleasant the whole time. Where the other sites, it's warm in their foyers and all that. But, yeah, we're just so lucky to be in a nice, warm area.
Seat warmers, you got those going on? We brought those to the Forum 6 or the Odeon 5 yet?
Not yet, but, you never know. If it gets really cold and we've got snow outside in Tamworth, which would be freaking awesome if we had snow, but we might have to do that if there is.
Yeah, I would imagine Orange would be seeing probably a bit of snow around possibly too, because usually Orange gets a bit of a dusting.
Oh, they do, don't they? They always do. Orange is always so much colder than Wagga and Tamworth. But then people say, if it's cold there, it's warmer somewhere else. So hopefully in the northern part of the world.
Yeah, well, there are other places we could very well be, right? The Bahamas, perhaps, or Tahiti. Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Fiji. Oh, God. Yeah. We could do the show from there. You know what? I think we should put it to the owners and say we need to take this podcast on the road and maybe to England. Hello to Andrew and Sally.
Hello, Andrew, yes.
we could see if we could go on the road.
I reckon Andrew would probably be a bit cold where he is at the moment too, because it's always cold in England, isn't it? Usually that's...
It is.
Well, look, it's going to be a massive show. Lots happy today as usual. We're going to check out some new movies. We have a new Talking Flickster this week as well, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, and that's going to do a really nice talk, and I'm sure everyone in Tamworth will recognise his voice when you hear it, because he's been... quite a local celebrity, I think, Pat is. He's done a lot of things around Tamworth and good things as well.
We're going to do some top fives. I'm still hanging out to see whether or not Deadpool versus Wolverine, is it going to be number one? I think last week I challenged you, didn't I? That was...
Yes, you did.
I wouldn't say I challenged you, but I did question, so I don't know. I haven't looked at the top five, so I don't know.
And I'm so pleased you haven't, because I should have put a big thing on the front saying, do not turn the page, but you didn't.
I haven't.
So I'm very proud of you that you haven't looked.
So we have some news coming up as well. We'll go around the screens, the R game, and Mr. Lee, you will be... there's some news about the R game, right? And that is... Two more episodes left, two more R games to go before we will crown our winner. Now, the only person to get a victory thus far is you. So it's your turn again this week. So if you take it out, Mr. Lee, that's it. Game
that's
set
it. I've
match.
Won.
Yeah. No pressure.
Yes.
No pressure.
I hope the subject is easy. I like it easy.
Yeah.
So.
It's sort of. Well, there's got to be a level of difficulty this week, Mr. Lee. We're getting close to the end. We'll also take a look at some movies on the horizon at the Forum 6 and ODN 5 as well. So without further ado, let's take a look at what is out this week, Mr. Lee. And it's one of those movies that you said last week, the second it came up, you're like, this is my type of movie. I want to go and check this out. Why is it your type of movie, The Fabulous Four?
Because it's a comedy, and I love comedies. And it's got one of my favourite actresses, Megan Mullally, who I love, Susan Sarandon. It's also got Bette Midler and also Bruce Greenwood. And it's all about friends who travel to Key West for a surprise wedding. Let's take a listen to the trailer.
Look at us! The old gang back together again! Oh, my God! I'm so glad you're here!
Does this look like a sin to you? My gummies are a near-religious experience.
Why don't you let me decide?
Champagne, please.
And a tiny bit of weed would be really hit the spot.
Here I am over here.
Yes, it's Mama.
You're going to be an old cat lady, and you're going to be alone, and you're going to have sex with your cats.
What?
People do it.
Emotionally prepare yourself. Marilyn's on TikTok.
Material girl in the material world. Got them diamonds so heavy.
No.
I have a surprise for everybody.
What's this?
The Kegel ball that Marilyn left for me.
Yes, but does it vibrate?
I don't think you should be doing this.
Lean in, lean in.
I want to make a video.
I got myself an obsession.
Come on, Alice. Open the box.
Will you be my
bridesmaid?
What? John died just 2 months ago.
So she got out there kind of quick.
It takes longer to cancel a gym membership.
Cause it gave me all I've been
for. Why was Lou so mad at you?
You stole her man?
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Back in the day.
I couldn't make a bed, but I could break a bed.
What do you think of the dress?
I think you should stay away from an open flame.
Aw, same old Lou. You got to
give
me.
Friendship. And what's more important than that?
I used your Kegel ball.
When?
Just now outside.
Hey, somebody stop that kid. He stole my bike.
TikTok was mine. You stole it from me.
How does it feel?
Oh, my God.
Is it just me or do we need some champagne? Give a little.
Yeah, very funny. Good to see you getting into that, Mr. Lee. Breaking down a bit of Tom Jones.
Is it Tom Jones?
Tom Jones,
how good is that? I love that. That really suits that trailer, doesn't it? Like, just listening to it gets you in a good mood.
Certainly does, but we were laughing the whole way through that. It was just
we were. So good. And that's one of the reasons why I want to go see it, because I think it's just a fun type movie. Now, another reason why I want to see it, Jay, is one of our very good friends who was on our radio show many, many years ago, Jocelyn Morehouse, who is the director of Dressmaker, who we actually interviewed about that movie. She's actually the director of this movie.
Yeah, that is awesome. I could not believe it. I saw the name and I'm thinking, that's our girl, Jocelyn. Yeah. Who,
yes.
Yeah, it was 2015 we caught up with Jocelyn. That was so long ago now, nearly 10 years.
Ah, it is. Yeah, that's a bit scary. Time's gone.
Hasn't she come a long way since then? Now she's directing these Hollywood movies with Susan Sarandon
Legends.
And Bette Midler. Because the dressmaker was Kate Winslet, and that was the big name that we were like, oh, we've got to get in with Jocelyn because she knows people. She knows people.
Yes.
And we did hit her up for a job. Do you remember that? Do you remember we laid it on her? Because we always
do. Did. Yeah, we do. We always ask.
And we couldn't help ourselves. This, if you missed it 10 years ago, is how it went down. Jocelyn, it may be the next movie. Maybe you could hit us up and we could have. Is that what we could put our resumes in?
We're just sending you.
We can
just
talk.
Put yourself on.
Yeah. I'm sure there'll be somewhere in the movie that
I'll
needs
find
some
something for you. Don't worry.
The Gaff Boys. Yeah. Well, maybe we
what
should.
What happened?
I don't. I reckon she lost her number. Maybe after we hung up.
I think she lost.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think she did.
But yeah. Do you notice how
I think she lost that email. I went straight into the bin, the trash bin.
You know how we said gaff boys? I think she looked at it and thought, Did you notice she didn't give us that? She did no acting job. It's like we said gaff boys. She's like, oh, that sounds like a good role. Didn't even get the gaff boy job. That was.
Or can I just say, she may have tried to contact us and couldn't find us. So we got to look at it that way as well. Possibly. She may have tried.
I reckon that's what it is.
So we can't just say, you know, she didn't. But, you know, she may have tried and went, I can't find those two guys. I want them in this movie. They'll be so suited to, you know, Megan Mullally and Susan and Bette.
Could have been there, Mr. Lee. We could have been there.
Yeah.
It could have been us.
We could have been in the cast. Our names would have been there.
I mean, I don't know quite how I would go alongside. You'd be all right alongside Susan Sarandon and Bette Midler because you're kind of their vintage. But I don't know how I would go, Mr. Lee. What do you reckon?
You know what? As soon as you started saying that, I knew where you were going, Jay. I knew that.
I'm sorry, but I'm not snogging Susan Sarandon. I'm just not. So that's
hey, if I'm getting paid $1 million, I'll
do it too. That's but look, Jocelyn, fantastic movie, and we can't wait to go and check that out next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, another movie that opened up is Sleeping Dogs. This is a new crime mystery thriller, and it stars our very own Russell Crowe plus Karen Gillan, and it's all about a ex-homicide detective who has started to develop Alzheimer's disease, and his doctor has said what he needs to do is start looking and reading things. So he actually goes and looks at one case in particular to find out whether it actually happened, because the gentleman that they put in behind bars was actually on death row. And so they want to find out, and because of his Alzheimer's, he's got to work out and see if it actually was true or not. Let's have a listen.
Breaking news in the brutal killing of Professor Joseph Weider.
What's this about?
Blunt object to the head.
I'm sorry. I don't understand. None of it.
We'll be boring the electrodes in the memory centers, in the temporal and parietal lobes.
You see what? I'm doing a clinical trial. I forget a lot of stuff. My doctor says I gotta keep my mind active. Joseph Weider's murder. Doesn't make sense. Tell me how it really went down.
I ain't no killer. Make it right or I'm dead.
He tells me he didn't do it. Richard Finn. He was at the crime scene. Why is that? What about Laura? She's got no address, no social media, nothing.
There was always people visiting the house.
It's strange. It's like everyone from Weider's life is now a ghost.
What are you trying to say, Roy?
If we've put away the wrong guy, this is a chance for us to make that right.
Move on and forget about all this.
People kill for a whole lot of different reasons.
You may not have memory, but you do have quite the imagination.
Yeah, very serious role for Russell Crowe in this one.
It certainly is, but doesn't it sound really, really good? I have to say, it sounds like a movie I would actually enjoy as well. Now, another movie that opened up this week is Trapped. This is a crime horror mystery, and it's got Josh Hartnett in it, who we haven't seen for a little while, Hayley Mills, but it's directed by M. Night Shyamalan. And as we know, his daughter had a movie come out only a month or two ago.
It wasn't a little ago, The Watchers, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so father and daughter have had a movie each this year, so that's pretty big. And this is all about a father taking his teen daughter to a pop concert, and then they find out that the concert's not what they think it is. Let's listen.
Gentlemen, put your hands together for Lady Raven. time I shoot.
No dad jokes. This is serious. Come on.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, Lady Raven.
Slap dad, thank you. Thank you. This is literally the best day of my life.
Hey, I gotta go to the bathroom. I can leave you here in the seat.
I'm good, Dad.
Cooper.
Jamie.
What's with all the police trucks outside? The cameras everywhere, Jamie.
I'm not supposed to tell.
Something happening?
Don't rat me out. I won't. You know the butcher? The freaking nut job that goes around just chopping people up? Well, the feds or whatever heard that he's gonna be here today, so they set up a trap for him. This whole concert? It's a trap. They're watching all the exits, checking everyone that leaves. There's no way to get out of here.
I'm sorry, Riley. What was that?
Your daughter's never gonna forget this day.
You're kind of dope, right?
Yeah, so essentially, imagine going along to a concert that's been completely set up in order to catch this person. Just freaky.
It absolutely is. And you know the funny thing is, many years ago in the States, the police actually sent heaps of tickets saying you've won tickets to a free football game to all these criminals, and they actually went and they arrested them. So this sounds something very similar that they're trying to do.
Wow. Yeah. Play silly games, win silly prizes. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as they say, if it doesn't sound true or too good to be true,
generally,
it's not true.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that one is out this week. If you're into a good crime, horror, mixing with a bit of mystery, sounds epic. Now, also about this week too, Mr. Lee, we're looking at Bad Boys Ride or Die, Deadpool and Wolverine, Despicable Me 4, Flying to the Moon, Channing Tatum, also in that one, Inside Out 2, one of the biggest movies of the year, still going, Long Legs, A Quiet Place, Day One, The Sloth Lane is also still out, Twisters and The Teacher's Lounge. You can check local cinema guides to see exactly what's happening and book your tickets online too, always where you can.
Always. Exactly right. So just head to the website, book your tickets, and you're guaranteed a seat to that session that you want to go to, especially with what and how things were last weekend with Deadpool and Inside Out 2. It's happened. You need to get your tickets.
So speaking of Deadpool and Wolverine, you would have been at the cinemas over the weekend. What was it like? What was the vibe like? Because this was always going to be one of the biggest movies of the year. How did it all play out?
Oh, it played out so well. People loved it. And, you know, I was actually cancelling a couple of sessions to put extra Deadpool Wolverine sessions in. I was also trying to get people in and all that. The staff, I have to say, the staff in each location were absolutely brilliant. Like, they were so good. They just get in, do their job, get the people in, and, you know, we then try to restock before the next session, which is sometimes only an hour and a half after, because we've got another cinema that we've got another same Deadpool going in, and it's just full on. But it's fun. We love it. And that's what we live for, to be that busy.
Now, Pat, who is our talk and flicks for this week, we sent him along to check out Wolverine, Deadpool v. Wolverine. Let's check it out.
I know I turn everything into a joke, but I care. I want to use that for something important. I waited a long time for this team up. In my world, you're well regarded. You were an X-Man. Fuck that, you were the X-Man. The Wolverine. He's a hero in my world.
Yeah, well, he ain't shit in mine.
You were always the wrong guy. Till you weren't.
Are you ready? I'm ready. I'm the Wolverine.
Stop it.
Yeah, stop it, Mr. Lee. But just a reminder of how good this movie is. Incredible.
It is incredible. I have to say, I watched it and loved every second of it. It was brilliant. Wolverine, I'm not a huge fan of, but he was sensational. We're very lucky we sent Pat along to the movie last Thursday night, and he watched it. Hey, Pat, how are you going?
Hey, Grant. Hey, JT. How you doing?
Mate, we are fantastic. And what'd you think of this movie? It looks epic. It sounds epic. I tell you now, I think looking at it straight away, I think you can see why so many people love it.
Man, just even hearing you play the trailer then just gave me chills. And I've seen it, and it still gave me chills just hearing the trailer. It was amazing. It was like, I don't know how to describe it. It's everything and more you ever wanted in a Marvel movie, I think. And I think the best way to sum it up, it's like you're a kid in a candy store and you're just so excited and it was just fun and, oh, it was just so good.
So I guess, Pat, when we look at it, I'm guessing you're obviously a big Marvel fan. We're talking evidently, obviously, Deadpool, Wolverine. Who's your favorite when you look for your Marvel inspiration? Who do you love the most?
That's a hard one. That's a hard one. Out of Deadpool and Wolverine, look, I'm gonna have to say Wolverine because Hugh Jackman is my Hollywood man crush. So Wolverine all the way.
Ooh, how interesting. Oh, hey, what do you think of Deadpool's new suit?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. It looks good.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It actually really popped. I actually thought it looked so much better than the original, and it was a little different in the colour and all that, but it was so good. The sword's all there, and his little baby knife was there. It was brilliant.
It was so good. I love that. Oh, I can't ruin any spoilers, but yeah, the baby knife. So good.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
You've got to watch out for the baby knife, when you see it.
It's a thing. # baby knife.
Obviously, we've had Deadpool back in, 2016, then Deadpool 2, 2018. Now we're seeing Deadpool combined with Wolverine. How do you compare the movies? How do you think this one sits in amongst these films?
Oh, look, in all honesty, it's my favourite, Deadpool and Wolverine, out of all three. Look, it's just fun. There's so much action. There's so many cameos. Like, won't ruin them, but there's so many cool cameos. I don't know. It was just a fun film to watch and enjoy. And just, you know, that's what movies do. You bring it to the cinema and you escape reality and it's just such an awesome time.
Now, you were saying before you really like Hugh Jackman because he's your man crush. What do you think of his body? He actually got back into shape because it's not just going back playing a part. You've got to get back into shape so badly that, you know, that's what Wolverine was, and even Deadpool, you know, he would have had to get back into shape. What do you think about trying to do something like that for a role?
Oh, I couldn't imagine how hard it'd be. As you know, Grant, I've put on a few kilos as I've gotten older, and I think to try and lose those now and try to get fit like Wolverine was, like his abs were just, he had like an 8-pack. Like, that was solid.
Yeah, he did. And it was. And he had like months and months of actual fitness. Like it went on and on and on to just to get back. And that's one of the reasons why he stopped playing Wolverine, because it was so physically demanding for him to get back into shape and to keep in shape while the filming was going on. So that's why, and only the Ryan Reynolds would be able to bring him out of retirement. So, which is really good.
I think it was the best thing Marvel's done, bringing Wolverine back, hands down. What do they say, the Marvel Jesus? I reckon, yeah, Wolverine is the Marvel Jesus.
Cool. 200 mil spent on this movie, so massive budget. Do you reckon it showed with all the explosions and I think, you know, with all the action from what we can see in the movie? Yeah, every spot shown on the big screen.
Worth every penny. They spent every penny worth it. 100%. It's fantastic.
Which is really good.
Everyone needs to go watch it.
Yeah, they do. One funny little thing, I was quite shocked at how much Ryan Reynolds actually, I don't know whether he ad-libbed, because this was all shot during the writer's strike, so he wasn't allowed to ad-lib until filming happened, where he then did some script editing, but his one-liners were brilliant. Like they was, so good. I was laughing. Couldn't stop.
I was laughing. Yeah, laughing from start to finish. It was so good. I don't want to give away spoilers, but yeah, like the start was hilarious. Hey, Grant.
It was, and it was and what you just said. You start laughing from the time it starts because it's Deadpool. Yeah, and then by the end, you're just going, oh, my stomach hurts so much from laughing and eating popcorn at the same time. So that was a bit of a hard role for me to do, because I don't eat much popcorn these days, but I did last
back,
night.
Mr. Lee. Good on you. That's good. But I guess, Mr. Lee, the question is, with Pat, out of 5 Choc Tops, what's the score going to be?
A lot of pressure. Now, look, honestly, can we go 4.5 Choc Tops?
Wow. Yeah. 4.5. Yeah, wow. Why not? That's
just like,
it's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Yeah, like, because 5's, perfect, and, look, it was near perfect, so I thought 4.5 would be appropriate.
And you know what? If I had to give it a Choc Top store, which I'm not allowed to, but if I had to, I'd give it a 4.5 as well, because I loved it. It was very – I would actually go back and watch it again.
Definitely. Everyone's got to go watch it.
Thanks, Pat, for being our Talking Flickster this week. Now, if you want to become a Talking Flickster, all you've got to do to be part of the podcast is go to our website, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, and click on the Talking Flicks link. And then there's also a little place where you click and it sends an email to us. And all you need to do is tell us your name and what town you are in, and we will then set everything up. So that's how you get on to be part of our show, just like Mel was and also Pat.
Yeah, people are queuing up now, Mr. Lee. The queue's out the door at the moment. Everyone's dying to get on to Talk of Flicks. That's good.
Which is so good, because we only said it last week, you know, if you want to be part. And we've been inundated by emails already, which is fantastic. I love that.
And we are loving the chance to get to catch up with some of our listeners as well and get your thoughts, because this is what we do it for, to hear what you think of these movies. And we'd love to hear your thoughts, so make sure that you hop online, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, to be our next Talking Flickster. Now time for our top fives for the week, Mr. Lee. And I haven't looked yet. I haven't looked at the top fives. No. I want to find out where Deadpool v. Wolverine sits. I'm getting nervous to think.
Brilliant.
I don't know how this is going
to go. As we always do, let's head to the USA. Number 5 is Long Legs. Number 4 is Inside Out 2. Number 3 is Despicable Me 4. Number 2 is Twisters. And number 1 for the US, Deadpool and Wolverine.
There you go. Had to be there, didn't it?
There you go. It did. It had to be there.
However, Mr. Lee, when we go to Paris next, we're going to France, of course, the Games, which is massive at the moment. So thank you for taking us over there. It's a very timely. Hold on, my chair's just sliding down here. Let me just bring
that back. I just noticed that.
Wow. Oh, geez. How unprofessional is that? Get a decent working chair. France, of course, Paris with the Games at the moment. So let's go there and let's see what movies they've been watching. Number 4, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. That's still sticking around. Number 3, Inside Out 2. Number 2, Twisters. And number 1 for France, Deadpool versus Wolverine.
Yes, that's so it's good. Now again. Heading to Australia. Let's see if Australia can do it. Number 5 is Long Legs. Number 4 is Despicable Me 4. Number 3 is Inside Out 2. Number 2 is Twisters. And number 1 for Australia, Deadpool and Wolverine.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you. What can I say? Thank you. I picked it.
The studio audience really appreciate you getting that. They're very happy.
Well, I did pick it. What can I say? What can I say?
Well, I don't know where I don't know where I was going with it. I was simply saying it could have potentially been knocked off by Twisters. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
Long Legs, maybe. It could have been. Anything's possible, right? Stranger things have happened. But, yeah, very deserving of a spot there. And I have no doubt next week we will see it remain at the top of the podium because it's bringing in huge dollars. What are we looking at now?
Look, this is massive. So this movie, Deadpool and Wolverine, comes in 6th biggest opening of all time in the States with $211 million. And it's just taken over $22 million in Australia in 1 week. That's massive. For Australia, $22 million in 1 week. Wouldn't you like to make $22 million in 1 week? Like, that's massive amount
pretty
of money.
Awesome. Be pretty awesome. And that's just 1 week. So to think about how huge this film could actually end up being, it's going to be definitely one of the biggest movies of the year, but we could be breaking all sorts of records by the time it's because again, you are merging. You've got your Deadpool, you've got your Wolverines. You can see what, as we spoke about with Pat before, you can see why it would be so appealing. You're getting fans from, you know, Marvel coming out alike. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, absolutely, which is really good. So looking forward to seeing where Deadpool goes. Now, something that's just happened this week, which is massive news, Robert Downey Jr. is back in the Marvel Universe, which is big news because, as we all know, he was on Iron Man for quite a few movies, and he actually will now be returning to the MCU Universe as Doctor Doom. And I have to say, that's exciting news. Now, he will only go back, and one of the provisos was, if the Russo brothers were actually going to direct the two next Avengers movies. Now, Doomsday isn't going to be released until May 2026. So, Jay, you've got to wait a little, another couple of years before you get to
see that. Waiting, Mr. Lee, you know that. I get anxiety when I have to wait that long. It's just too long.
I know. It is, isn't it? It's too long. Now, in other exciting news, Transformers 1, which is opening up in September, Australia, they're talking about making it into a trilogy now, which is going to be very good because Transformers are huge in real or in animated. People do love Transformers.
Yep.
Yeah. Totally. So that's exciting news. And the big news as well, Inside Out 2, I had to put this in. Globally, it is now up to $1.5 billion.
Geez, Deadpool and Wolverine's got a bit of ground to make up, doesn't it? But I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will get up there. But that is just spectacular. That's
absolutely. Yeah. I can't believe it. You know, like Australia, we are 10th in the world at the moment with how much money we've taken. It's taken 35 mil so far in Australia alone.
And I've not heard one person say one bad word about that movie. Just everyone keeps raving about it and how the kids enjoy it and they want to watch it over and over and over again. So even when this one, you know, we'll be watching this one for a very long time to come, I think, without a doubt.
Well, at least it'll give the first one a bit of a rest, I suppose. Yeah. At least then Bing Bong.
Good. Oh, I hate that song, Bing Bong. It's going to be in my head all day now, all afternoon. I'm going to be thinking about it. let's go around the screens. The Girls Movie Night is coming up August 8th. Now, this is Forward Ends With Us, which is this new Blake Lively film, which we'll talk about very soon. But what's the go here? Sold out.
Yeah, so in Tamworth, we're doing a girls' night on August 8th, and it has sold out already. Can you believe it? It is huge. I'm so excited to think that it sold out. So when we do our next girls' night, make sure you get your tickets. And this is what we keep saying in podcasts. You know, you've got to buy your tickets online early because things do sell out. And, you know, when you're going to watch Blake Lively on the screen, you want your ticket.
Yeah, and I thought it was good when you put a Channing Tatum film on and it sells out. But this is, yeah. Did you put yourself on the poster or something, Mr. Lee? Is that what happened? Was it? 2-for-1 tickets. It's going well.
That's great. Well done,
Mr. Lee. Very, very proud of you for that. That's a great. And to all those Tamworthians who'll be there for the Girls' Night on August 8th. It's also around the same time, too, that we're going to see the Travelling Film Festival, which goes from August 9 to 11. We caught up with Karina Libby on our Travelling Film Festival special earlier this week, and it's going to be a massive weekend.
Oh, it's going to be huge. So starting from Thursday right through until Sunday, it's going to be a massive weekend, and especially with the Travelling Film Festival. This is so big, 9 movies. And they are movies that you don't get to see normally. So, because, you know, these are some that only are screening in the festival. So make sure you get your tickets so you don't miss out on that as well. And that'll be in Tamworth, Orange and Wagga on the 9th to the 11th.
Wonderful. So, yeah, make sure you get more information on that. It's now time, Mr. Lee. It's now time. Are you ready to go?
I'm dreading this.
This is not like you. Usually you're pretty pumped. You're pretty psyched. What's going on? Have I psyched you out or something?
Yeah, you have. Because you were saying that it's a little bit harder this week. And so I'm thinking, oh, God, it could be. I'll be straight away.
All right. Well, without further ado, let's just for those playing along at home, the UMR game, basically you've got to talk for 60 seconds. It is a movie-related topic. You can't say you've got to stay on the topic. You can't do it. You can't be pausing. Last week is an example of what not to do. After the podcast, I did go and have a listen back to the cluster. It was absolutely awful. But that's okay because Grant's going to show you how it's done this week. Are you ready for your topic and your 60 seconds on the clock, Mr. Lee?
What is the topic? What is the topic, please, Jay?
The topic, Mr. Lee, this week. I thought in celebration of the upcoming Travelling Film Festival, Mr. Lee, foreign films is your topic this week. What do you reckon about that? You ready to go?
Oh, definitely not. Oh, my God. You really don't want me to get this. This is going to be so hard.
I do. Oh. You can do this. As you said to me last week, you can do it. So deep breaths and positivity, sending your positive vibes. Okay, Mr. Lee.
Thank you.
You've got to smash it. It's 60 seconds on the clock. Foreign films starts now.
I love foreign films because with foreign films, you get to immerse yourself into that movie wherever it's from, whether it's from China or from Japan. I remember watching a foreign film that won the Oscar some time ago, and it was incredible. It was so good. I like how you've got to read it at the bottom to get the idea of what they're talking, unless you can speak their language, which is another great thing, because how many times can you actually watch a foreign film that are speaking in German, which I did actually just recently watch, which was very, very interesting. And it was all about a family who moved in next door to Auschwitz, and they had to live next door to these people who were shooting, doing all that. And it was in German, so you're reading it and you're getting immersed in that movie. And at the end of it, you just go, this is incredible. And that's why foreign films have got a place in
all sorts of movies. Oh, Mr. Lee. Well, don't I just suck at this game, let's be honest.
Holy crap, I did not think I could do that.
I'm going home.
I am shocked. I did not think I could have done that. And you know what? I've only just seen The Zone of Interest, which is quite funny because it is a German film and I had to read it.
Credit where credit's due.
Oh, thank you.
That's it. I cannot come back now. It will be a dead rubber next week, but I still have to get at least one win on the board.
You've got to get one.
But anyway, congratulations, Mr. Lee.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you should be very proud of yourself. That's a mammoth effort.
Thank you.
opening up next week, I'm seeing a film coming with Kate Blanchett, Kevin Hart. Oh, I love Kevin Hart. It's called Borderlands.
Oh, so do I. Yeah, and this is something so different for Kate Blanchett to do. I cannot wait to talk about that next week. We're also got It Ends With Us, which we've talked about. It's Blake Lively's new movie. And I'm hoping that, Jay, you might go see that one because I know you like chick flicks.
Yeah.
Because you always have a tear in your eye after them.
Here we go. Here we go. I did say to my daughter, Lexi, that I would take her. She wants to go and see this one. So
I did say a
daddy-daughter date to go and see this movie. So. Yeah, because it's based off the novel.
Excellent.
Mm, yeah.
And a lot of women have read it. A lot of women have read it. So I think it's going to go huge. Now, another movie that's opening up next week is 200% Wolf. It's got our very own Samara Weaving voicing in there, Jennifer Saunders, and I can't wait to talk about that one next week as well. So watch out for next week because there's some great movies opening.
And for everything, you know, when it comes to getting your tickets or getting movie info, forum6.com.au or the odeon5.com.au. And also give us a like on our Facebook page, Talkin' Flicks Podcast. Hop on there and make sure you get involved with being a Talkin' Flickster as well. Best way to come on. Give us your thoughts on the movie and we'll send you off to see one for free just for your thoughts.
Correct.
Well, yeah, everyone have a wonderful week and we're going to catch you the same time midday next Friday. Catch you then.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.